Live from Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. It's been 9 months since Sacramento voters passed Measure O in response to a growing unhoused population. The measure comes with many requirements, but essentially is meant to scale down camping on public property, and it can include a misdemeanor fine for those offered shelter and don't comply. However, rollout has been slow and frustrating for those who supported Measure O. Now, the City Council in Sacramento, they passed a series of new changes to streamline the process of opening up areas for those experiencing homelessness to camp, and they tightened rules for where they can and cannot go. But these changes, however, came with heated debate and concern by some council members, as the Sacramento City Manager, Howard Chan, now has the sole discretion to decide where these homeless campgrounds are opened within the city. Cap Radio's homelessness and housing affordability reporter Chris Nichols joins us with an update on how the city has decided to move forward. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Vicky. It's great to be here.
Thanks for having me. You've been following Measure O really since last year as it was making its way through the ballot. Can you remind people what Measure O was meant to accomplish and also the slow rollout that's followed?
Right. Well, supporters of Measure O say it was intended to be a first step, one that would force the city to get more serious about the homeless crisis. And as you mentioned, it does ban homeless encampments on public property within city limits and under certain conditions. One of those key conditions is that the city must offer available shelter space before it can cite someone or force them to move. And now, even though Sacramento has about 1,100 shelter beds, those are all usually full on any given night. So the city, for the most part, has been unable to enforce this new law.
Okay. Has anything changed in the past 9 months when it comes to enforcement?
Yes, there have been some changes. Last month, the city reopened 60 tents at what they call a safe ground camping site at Miller Park. This is a place where unhoused residents can legally camp without being forced to move. The 60 tents offered some new shelter capacity, and as a result, the city ended up clearing two large illegal encampments in Midtown because they had spaces they could offer people, though not everyone accepted those spaces. But, you know, the overall Sacramento still lacks the hundreds or really the thousands of additional beds that would be needed to shelter everyone living on the streets.
Yeah, the point in time count from last year was upwards of 9,000 on any given night. Right, Chris? In the county, not just the city.
Countywide, and it was a record high.
Yeah. So that brings us to the city council. Last week, they had a pretty heated debate. That city council meeting went many hours, and it was in response to the slow rollout of Measure O. So essentially, what was decided?
Right. I think it was a response to the slow rollout, but I think it was also, you know, it was an acknowledgement that Sacramento simply doesn't have enough tiny homes or safe campgrounds, safe parking spots, motel rooms, or any other location that might be used for temporary shelter, and that without those, without creating more of those, the city can't fully enforce its own laws.
And one of the more controversial decisions by the council last week, the council members, they narrowly approved the decision to allow the city manager, Howard Chan, giving him the sole authority to open sanctioned campgrounds for those experiencing homelessness in city limits. Can you explain that a little further? What exactly does that mean?
Right. And this was the most controversial idea. It was one that sparked a lot of debate. It was proposed by Mayor Daryl Steinberg, who eventually persuaded a slim majority, a 5-4 majority of the council, to support it. Steinberg said the goal was to streamline what can be a long, lengthy, contentious process of getting council members to actually approve homeless shelters.
Many well-intentioned people, including all of us sitting up here at the dais, tried to help manage the problem in your respective districts and me citywide, that there are too many cooks in the kitchen. That without providing a single point of authority to be able to make some hard decisions, for example, the decision we're being called upon to make here today around siting, progress bogs down. It just plain doesn't happen.
You know, Steinberg pointed to an effort 2 years ago called the Comprehensive Siting Plan. Council members then, they chose sites in their districts that could serve as sanctioned homeless camps. But that plan never went anywhere. Community pushback, high costs, and eventually a lack of political will caused it to fail. And the city only opened one of more than 20 sites proposed.
I remember that siting plan and it, yeah, essentially was stalled for those reasons. But even last week, there were some city council members. You mentioned this was a divided vote. There were council members who didn't like this proposal. So who was for this new addition, this new tool, and who was against it? And what was the reasonings behind it?
Right. It really split the council. Some of the newer members decided not to vote for it, but some of the ones that have been there for a couple of years did. Steinberg, along with council members Katie Valenzuela, Rick Jennings, Katie Maple, and Eric Guerra voted in favor. On the other side, council members Karina Talamantes, Mai Vang, Sean Lalowie, and Lisa Kaplan opposed the plan. They said they feared the new camps would be heavily concentrated in lower-income neighborhoods in their districts in North and South Sacramento. Kaplan, who was elected last fall and represents Snohomish, also said there wasn't enough detail in the plan and that the council was giving too much power to the city manager.
I can tell you I'm not in favor, as much as I think the city manager is doing a great job of handing him almost a blank check to spend up to $5 million as stated in the resolution for whatever he thinks is the right idea. The citizens of Sacramento elected us to be council members, elected us to make hard decisions, elected us to be accountable. And if we're not, then the voters have a right to vote us out.
Yeah, and the city manager is not in an elected position. And what Councilmember Kaplan is talking about, $5 million, I mean, that seems like a significant amount of money, which means a significant amount of power. Did the council place any limits on his authority to open these new sites?
The council did instruct Chan to create good neighbor policies, and those are plans that are intended to prevent illegal camps from popping up outside or near the sanctioned campsites. They also asked Chan to ensure the county keeps its commitment to provide social services at these camps.
When it comes out to the comes down to the services and the accommodations that are going to be required at these camps, what did the council agree upon?
Well, they really left a lot up to the city manager, sort of by design. And that freedom, that has some advocates for unhoused residents worried. They pointed out that the city has struggled in the past with providing basic safeguards at its sanctioned campgrounds. The tents at Miller Park that we talked about, they are on an asphalt roadway directly in the sun with no shade. There's very little protection at these sites from extreme heat, high winds, or rain. Bob Erlenbush of the Sacramento Regional Coalition to End Homelessness spoke at last week's council meeting.
The city manager doesn't necessarily have to make it low barrier, doesn't have to be near transportation lines, doesn't necessarily have to provide a full array of social services. And we can do better than the bare minimum of a couple of porta potties and maybe a shower.
Okay, so at the center of this is city manager Howard Chan. How did he say he's going to approach it?
Well, he said he would meet with council members before approving sites in their districts. He also said he would use city-owned lots and would not place them in central Sacramento, where most of these temporary shelters have been located in the past. As far as timing goes, Steinberg said he hopes to see the new sites up and running over the next several weeks. Mm.
You know, a piece of this are several business groups. They were in support of Measure O. They also supported giving City Manager Chan this authority, as well as other changes made last week by the City Council. What do they have to say?
The message from many of them, especially those from Midtown and Downtown, was that Sacramento's homeless crisis threatens both public safety and the city's economic future. They strongly supported giving Chan this power. And also they supported a separate plan approved by the council, which was designed to speed up enforcement at the highest priority encampments. Here is Michael Ault with the Downtown Sacramento Partnership.
You have charged me as a partner in the downtown partnership with economic development, with bringing people back to work, with trying to build a sense of identity for this community. We are losing the downtown core. We are losing our perception. We are losing the reality that this is a safe place to be. I think we've got a responsibility as a community. We've got a responsibility to not just the unhoused, but to the businesses, to the hospitality industry in this community to provide a safe space. We need to do more. We can do more. We should do more.
You know, Chris, there have been so many developments in just like the last week. I mean, another development outside of the city council, you reported on a ruling last week by a federal judge that could at least temporarily complicate Sacramento's enforcement efforts. What did the judge rule?
That's right, Vicki. I mean, it's been really busy when it comes to news on this topic. And last Thursday, U.S. District Court Judge Troy Nunley issued a temporary restraining order. It's an order that blocks the city for 14 days from clearing any homeless encampments, regardless of local laws. And the judge agreed with a request brought by the Sacramento Homeless Union that clearing camps during periods of excessive heat is harmful to unhoused residents. Charity Rodman lives in a tent right across from City Hall in one of the many encampments downtown. She reacted to the judge's ruling.
That's actually really good. I'm glad they did.
Yeah. And why so?
Because they're not doing anything to help get us off the streets. They say they've got all these resources, but you go to get them and there ain't nothing.
Yeah.
There's empty trailers that they've said, oh, well, the homeless can have this, this, this. They're all locked behind fences and they're empty.
Yeah.
We're all out here, and when I was staying over by Discovery Park, I had breakfast, I had lunch and dinner every day. I moved over here a week ago. I've had two meals.
But do they come out and remove?
And it's people that come out.
Yeah, yeah.
I stayed here one time before, and we had people were coming out all the time.
Yeah.
We've literally had two meals. I've seen animal control more helpful than people trying to help people.
You know, a court hearing is set for later this week, so there should be some more news. That hearing should decide whether the judge should decide whether to extend that 14-day restraining order.
Chris, thanks for the update.
Thank you, Vicki.
That is Cap Radio reporter Chris Nichols. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Cap Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.